This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Raquel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Tashkent, capital of Uzbekistan, on his two-day visit to the Central Asian country this evening. The Prime Minister was welcomed by the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev. Both leaders will have discussions on the entire gamut of issues of bilateral importance. The entire Tashkent city is adorned with Indian flags and hoardings as the country anxiously awaited the fourth visit by PM Modi. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, will reflect upon the entire spectrum of bilateral relationship that are based on civilizational ties built over centuries and strengthened by strong people-to-people ties. The two leaders would review cooperation in trade and investment, defense, digital connectivity, energy, education, and people-to-people domains at the Presidential Palace. The government has said that more than 115 lakh hectares of farmland have been brought under micro-irrigation under the Per Drop More Crop scheme as of July this year. The initiative aims to promote efficient use of water at the farm level and improve water use efficiency in agriculture. The initiative began in January 2006 as a centrally sponsored scheme for micro-irrigation. From 2015-16 to 2021-22, it was officially named Per Drop More Crop and implemented as a core component of the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana. Under this scheme, the government provides financial assistance of up to 5 hectares per beneficiary to install micro-irrigation systems. The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 669, with over 2,000 people remaining missing. Search and rescue operations are underway across the affected districts of the Himalayan nation. Officials said that police are coordinating with the residents and other agencies to locate missing people and assist those stranded by the floods. The External Affairs Ministry has said that 88 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that 287 Indian nationals are reportedly missing. He said around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. Mr. Jaiswal informed that 4 Indian nationals were rescued today from a hydropower project in Rasuwa. He added that 120 Indian nationals crossed into Nepal from China today. The ministry said 6 forensic expert teams from India are expected to reach Kathmandu today to assist in analysis of DNA samples for identification of mortal remains. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is concerned about the crisis situation in Nepal. Talking to reporters in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is ready to provide all the assistance needed by Nepal. The defense minister added that India has been continuously sending assistance to the neighboring country. Nepal President Ramchandra Podel today expressed gratitude to his Indian counterpart Draupadi Murmu for her concern and the support extended by the government of India following the devastating flash floods in Nepal. Nepal praised India's efforts towards helping it in times of crisis and described Prime Minister Narendra Modi is exceptionally generous in the wake of the devastating flood in the country. At least 37 people have been killed following a Russian attack on the Bucha district close to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, officials said today. According to head of the local regional military administration, at least 50 residential buildings had been damaged in the attack. In women's cricket, India will begin their T20 Asia Cup campaign against Thailand tomorrow at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. The match is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. IST. Harmanpreet Kaur will lead India with Smriti Mandhana as vice captain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.